We got an old friend of mine on the show here, my buddy Greg Place. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem at all.
I wanted to have you on the show today to kind of brag about you a little bit. For those that don't know, Greg is the owner of Elcom Systems, which is the sponsor of This Day in Sports, which is a really cool segment, by the way. I like it. I hope you like it.
Oh, I do.
For You're
sure.
paying for it.
No, that's great.
And I wanted to talk to you today because you're one of the few people I know that actually you and your son Brett got $3 this year. And you were pretty persistent through the season. So I wanted to talk to you about that because this is a doom and gloom time for our deer herd in the UP. A lot of people are disappointed. But would you concur that you're seeing more deer this year than last year?
Definitely seeing more deer this year than last year. And you know, I always say I'm not participating in the no deer herd scenario because we did fairly well last year, too.
Wow.
And probably seeing less does, although that did change a little for us this year. But, yeah, we've done fairly well in the lean times.
Well, and, you know, one thing I want to clarify, because there's probably people sitting there right now going, oh, yeah, he's hunting down in Delta County or Menominee County. But, no, you're actually in North Marquette County and two spots that you scout in Alger County, right?
Right, and all of them fairly close to Lake Superior, which is a switch for us, and surprising results, really.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Now, when did you start scouting each of these spots, and maybe you could tell the folks kind of where they are, without being too specific?
Sure. Alger County, that was in Rock River Township. We started scouting that, I would say, you know, mid to late summer. Actually, my wife and I did the initial scouting, and then Brett and I put up cameras out there, and we had nothing, and I mean nothing on cameras for months.
Really?
And, yeah, two does. That's it on all cameras, and that's 160 acres, and literally nothing. And so we were fairly disappointed, but we were committed. You know, we set the blinds up where we thought they'd work and, you know, went from there.
Now, what about, did you see any deer in your other spot in Alger County? Or did you scout that at all?
That's a spot that we've been hunting for years, and, you know, we really didn't early on see anything. Again, the same two does. I had one buck on a camera from the spring, but other than that, nothing. And that changed, you know, as November approached. That changed pretty drastically for that area.
That's kind of interesting. So you think the deer pattern changed as rut approached?
Oh, absolutely. I do. We went from seeing absolutely nothing to, in the one location, we had $5 on that camera. And, you know, the first location you're talking about in Alger County, we shot that big 10 point, but really nothing on camera until it got close to deer season.
So quickly here, let's talk about Brett's buck, which he got on opening day, right?
Right. Opening day at the last 20 minutes of life, probably.
And were you sitting with, well, Brett's kind of older now. I mean, he's out of high school and everything, so he was probably by himself when you were in a different blind?
Yeah, he's, Brett's 19, so Colin, my older son, was unable to hunt. He was working, so, yeah, I gave Brett my blind. And
the hot blind, look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah.
Nice dad.
I knew what we were going to see in the blind that I was going to sit in, which was nothing, so I took that, and, you know, Brett sat in that one, and we actually, I had seen more deer to that point. I saw one. And then he saw the 10 point right at, you know, getting close to last light there.
At the end of the first day.
Right. In the pouring rain. Absolute pouring rain.
Well, you were persistent on the opening day, that's for sure. And Brett ended up taking a beautiful 10 point.
Right.
Now, you got $2 to talk about as well. I'd like to talk to you more about that because that was, both of them were toward the end of firearm deer season.
Correct.
Well, if you'll hang around, we can talk about that in our next outdoor report later this hour.
Sounds good.
Greg Place from Elcom Systems, and we'll talk to him about his $2 filling both tags this year with nice ones, too. And that'll be later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.